We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:47, 13 before 8, Friday morning, May 22nd. That means it's time for Managing Your Money with Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, Mark Rosa.
So dramatic. I'm all right, sir. How are you?
All right. Let's pick up, because our time's limited and we never have enough time for the information you can provide us. Something we wanted to finish from last week, and it has to do with unemployment benefits and the taxability of them therein, heretofore?
Yeah, that's right. And Tommy, I thought the CARES Act had something in it for the federal side, the $600 that people would receive every week, that they would have tax relief from that. And generally, unemployment benefits are taxable income. But under the circumstance, I thought there was going to be an exception, and it turns out that there's not. You don't have to pay FICA tax on there, I mean, in Social Security, but that's a small part, or Medicaid. But that's about 7.65% of the whole. So you're paying tax on the other 92.35%. So I wanted to look at that more. Generally, again, just for our listeners, generally it's like, no, that's taxable. But I thought CARES was going to provide for it. And no, you will have to pay tax on it. So what the City Business was saying in a recent article, it's like, you know, be careful. You're collecting the benefits along the year, and then you're going to get hit with the tax bill going into 2021. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't withheld enough, depending on what your total income picture looks like, you'll get hit with a penalty. So just FYI, if anybody that's receiving benefits, it's almost like you've either you're asking, you're putting money aside. You put 10% aside instead of like asking them to withhold a certain tax amount. But you might, whoever does people's taxes, that might be the person that you approach saying, well, how much should I put aside, depending, again, on your income? And that would ease your tax burden when you have to file next year.
Go ahead.
No, that was it on that. And, you know, Tom, we got a question last time about should you keep investing through something like this? And my answer would categorically be yes. That especially if you're working, if you're unemployed and you're just getting unemployment benefits, I think we need to put that aside temporarily, meaning investing. But if you're working, I would keep your 401k going. I would keep your deposits going into that. And it's a concept, especially with mutual funds and 401ks and those types of plans. You're not trying to time the market. You're just systematically putting so much money in every pay period. It's called dollar cost averaging. And while prices are down, like they are currently with many, many businesses or investment firms, you're buying at cheaper prices. So when things recover, and they will, you'll look back and say, gee, that was a good move. And that's what happened very dramatically in the 2008-2009 recession. When prices came tumbling down very rapidly, it was in the spring, just like it's the markets are doing to us now. And it usually requires courage. It's not the mental part of it. It's, oh, I know I need to invest. People have that squared away, but they're afraid to invest in an environment like this, and for good reason. But that is normally, if you've got the courage, if you're continuing to work, let your 401k keep going into the market, into the funds that you have, and it will work out for you.
All right, let me take a break. We come back. Listen to this. Mark, I'm 67. This is not for me. This is a text. I'm 67, single, and would like to retire on a teacher pension. Shortly, we'll receive inheritance enough to pay off mortgage, which would make retirement much more feasible. Don't want to make mistake of not saving, investing the money instead of paying mortgage off. Please advise Mark Will when we come back. It is time for traffic now on WWL. 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Friday morning, we try to help you out during these tough financial times with Mark Rosa, professor of finance at my alma mater, UNO, and a little thing we call managing your money. So, Mark, before we went to the break, we had a text from somebody saying they were 67, single, wanted to retire on a teacher pension. They were going to inherit enough money to pay off the mortgage, but should they do that or invest the money, and what would be the best thing in terms of retiring, looking to the future, et cetera?
Tommy, I know what he's going through with that, because I hear from people with those types of scenarios. And, you know, it was just released this week. The 30-year mortgage rates have been below 3.3% for the past four straight weeks. So we're seeing pretty much all-time lows in mortgages. So we talked at another show about people refinancing their mortgages. There's plenty of time to do it, but kind of if you're interested in doing it, look into that. So for the person in question, I know what your head is saying. You know, I want to retire. I don't want to have any bills. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if let's pretend you refinance your mortgage at a very low rate, and then you're going to have the tax advantage for the interest. You're going to be able to write that interest off so that your effective rate is going to be in the twos for your mortgage. So not knowing specifics about what your retirement is and your inheritance that you spoke of, my point is, from an investment standpoint, it shouldn't be difficult to beat a 2.5% rate of return. And that would bring you into the black. Okay, so if your head is saying, you know what, I don't want the brain damage, I don't want to go through it, I don't want to think about it, I'm going to take that money and get rid of my mortgage, I hear where you're coming from. I hear that. So you know, if that makes sense for you mentally, but financially, you could probably do better than the 2.5%. That wouldn't be a high hurdle to me.
Well, along those lines, somebody texted in here and said both they and the wife are out of work, cash poor, a lot of equity in a house. Would it be a good idea to refinance the house and take out some of the equity as well in it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would you call it? An equity loan? But
absolutely.
The second part is, would they be able to get approved without having work, either one of them having a job right now?
That's the issue. No, that would be the issue. That would be stopping it. Your head's in the right direction. Refinance that. Just what I was talking about the last person that texted in. I mean, lower your rate no matter what, and lower your payment correspondingly. But I think both of you all not working is going to be the issue. Rates are going to be low for a time, if that makes any difference to you. If you're getting back on your feet with at least one of you working, that would be the chance to approach a lender and say, what can we do with this? You know we're not in the best of shape in terms of both of you working. Maybe that might right itself sooner than you expect, and both of y'all will be back on your feet. And then refinancing would be a good idea. We had a lingering. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish, please, Mark.
No. There was another lingering question. Somebody asked about the PPP program, and that the 75% that has to go into paying previous employees to come back. That is not. It was asking if that was changing. And no, that has not changed. You have to use 75% of the loan money on your employment cost. That businesses are looking to get that change through the Small Business Administration, but it's at its limit right now.
Mark, I appreciate your time. I really do, as always. And real quick on that person, because we're out of time, the only way they could get the equity out of their house without a job would be to sell it, basically, right?
That's it. And then you got some money and you're living in your car.
Thank you. Well, I hate to put it that way. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.